We have tickets for a show at the Freight and Salvage, which is going to be Alam Khan on Sarod. So that's the son of the person who's playing Sarod right now, Ali Akbar Khan. And Gautam Tejas, a South Indian vocalist. He's here in the studio with me, and he's also the singer who's going to be performing with Alam Khan on March 6th. And we have a pair of tickets to that show if you call 1-800-439-5732. And you have to pay, of course, because it's a premium to KPFA. And then we have tickets for Susanna Baca, Waylon Jennings, the Soweto Gospel Choir, Los Boleros, and more. So call 1-800-439-5732. And I want to welcome Gautam Tejas to the KPFA studios. Welcome to KPFA.
Yes.
Hey, so...
those Waylon Jennings tickets are a premium, huh? Because I think that both of those shows are sold out.
Exactly, exactly. But your show's going to sell out, too. You guys are on a Saturday night. And we've talked a little bit about the fact that the Freight and Salvage is a venue which traditionally has had Western folk music, you know, English, British, British Isles, American stuff. So how does it feel to be doing a Saturday night at the Freight and Salvage performing Indian classical music?
Well, I've been in the space, the new space, and it's a beautiful space. So that's one thing to really look forward to. And another thing is, you know, it styles itself the home of traditional music, and it has been, but there's a lot of traditional music in the world. And what I do represents one tradition that deserves to be heard by anyone. You know, the Freight's normal audience and also the people who come specially for this show, I hope all take home something that they can enjoy from it.
So this is the first time you're going to be playing, performing in a big space with Alam Khan. Do you want to tell people about that and your connection with him?
Well, I have a lot of respect for Alam's playing. I've seen him play a few times recently. And, you know, he's the son of Ali Akbar Khan, so he has an impeccable pedigree. And what that really means is that he grew up in the home of a wonderful musician with a wonderful musician's ears honing and feeling free to discipline him, which, you know, he would be the first to acknowledge is the source of whatever musicality he has to date. And the other thing is that we're both relatively young musicians. And so just in virtue of that, we have, I think, similar outlook and a similar kind of sense of what making this kind of music means now. And so I'm looking forward to it quite a lot.
Gautam Tejas, you're the executive director of the Sangati Center, which is a small performance space in the Mission. And you sing in the South Indian Carnatic tradition. In the Bay Area, we've had this tradition with the Ali Akbar College of Music of North Indian classical music. Can you tell us a little bit about the difference?
Sure. Well, I should say that what I do is not actually Carnatic music as such. My group is called New Directions in Indian Classical Music, and this is a name that gets me in a lot of trouble sometimes, and even I'm not fully satisfied with. But it does the job of describing to somebody who hasn't heard me what they should expect to hear. Carnatic music is kind of an unsung hero in Indian classical music, relatively speaking, in the sense that it's even more than in North Indian classical music. There's an emphasis on vocal music, and in particular, there's a body of song literature in regional languages. And so this introduces a kind of a reason why newcomers to the music have a little bit more of a hurdle before allowing themselves to really appreciate the nuances of it. Anyone who hears any kind of Indian classical music for the first time can sometimes be overwhelmed, but Carnatic music maybe especially because of the fact that it's you know, in different languages, and it has a kind of a different sound and a different aesthetic. So in what I do, I represent the universals of that music as best I can, the sense of cycles and the patterns and the, you know, proportion and the things that are appreciable musical items that I can deliver, but I do so without reference to those aspects of the tradition which can stand in the way of appreciation. That's my goal. Those of you who come to the concert on the 6th can be the judge of how successful it is, but it motivates me quite a lot to do that.
And listeners, let me just say this to you. I think I'm pretty sure this concert is going to sell out, and it's March 6th, Saturday night, 8 o'clock, at the Freight and Salvage, which is on Addison Street in Berkeley. We only have a couple of pairs of tickets for this, and really the cost that we're giving them to you is pretty much cost for the Freight and Salvage. So if you give your money to KPFA, you're going to feel really good about it, and you're going to have tickets to the show. And if you don't do that, it's going to be sad because you're not going to be able to go. So I'm suggesting you guys call. And wait a minute, I just got something here. It's only $50 for a pair, and we only have two pairs. So I really encourage the listeners to call. We don't have a recording of you, Gautam Tejas, which I think makes it even more exciting because you.
It's all part of my plan.
Exactly, exactly. If you want to see him perform, you got to go there. But you do have something queued up here that I asked you to bring.
Yes.
And you've surprised me before on KALX with other stuff. Gautam's 27 years old, and you have an interesting ear. So tell me about this piece we're going to listen to.
Okay. This was recorded live at a concert in 1958 in Bombay at a place called Shanmugananda Hall. The artist is G.N. Balasubramanian, who is extremely well-respected Carnatic vocalist. He was everything. He was a layman's musician and a musician's musician and a star. So I have a lot of respect for his music. He was wonderful. And he's accompanied by sort of a classical Carnatic ensemble with a violin with a drum called mridangam. There will be a mridangam player accompanying me on Saturday, so you can see that drum too. And kanjira, which is a lizard skin frame drum. The piece that we're going to hear now is relatively short, so I don't know if you'll be able to hear all the aspects of the ensemble, but if you listen, they're all there, but they don't all have solos. So yeah, go ahead.
G.N. Balasubramanian, live in Bombay, 1958.
Deli Ram Chandra ko, Abam 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 Deli Baba 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 ba
India, 1958, and you won't hear that on commercial radio. So if you're wondering why you should donate to KPFA, what do you think, Gautam?
Yes, do it.
1-800-439-5732. Gautam Tejas is the executive director of the Sangati Center in San Francisco, a very small, exciting performance space in the Mission. And I'm Joanna Manqueros, and I'll be sitting in until 7 o'clock on this Music of the World Day here at KPFA. And I was thinking about listening to that. How do you think demographic trends in the Bay Area have been shaping the success of the Sangati Center?
Demographic trends, I can speak most about who comes in particular to Sangati concerts. And it's various. You know, some people think that, oh, Indian music, it's a niche market and only Indians do it, only Indians come, or, you know, South Asians do it, South Asians come. But that's not the case. One myth that we've blown out of the water is that only people of South Asian origin can do South Asian music. That's completely wrong. And there's nothing about having a certain kind of blood that disposes you to be any good at the music at all, number one. And number two, a rose by any other name still smells as sweet, and this is great music, and that's evident to anyone if it's done well. And so our goal has been to represent the music as a beautiful thing from the world that anyone should enjoy. I mean, you know, coffee, it's not like just because coffee, the practice of drinking it started in Ethiopia, it's not like Starbucks is a cultural center. It's not. I mean, coffee is great, and yeah, it started somewhere, but now its worth has been observed by everyone and is partaken of by everyone. And so the same with good music and Indian music in particular.
An interesting perspective. Listeners, the phone room is doing their thing, and I'm here in the studio, so I don't know if tickets are still there or if they're gone, but I'm just going to mention that Gautam Tejas, who's in here speaking with us live, will be singing at the Freight and Salvage March 6th. It's a Saturday night. He's going to be performing with Alam Khan on Sarod, and there's two pairs only for a $50 pledge to KPFA, 1-800-439-5732 or 848-5732. And I want to say something to jazz fans, because this airtime has historically been jazz time. And this music, for me as a listener, is very similar to jazz, because there's a feeling of a theme or like the core or the heart of a piece. And then there's a lot of improvisation, and that's where the skill really is. And so if you're a jazz listener and you want to expand, I think this concert is for you.
Yeah, one of the new directions, so to speak, in the New Directions Ensemble is an incorporation of longer forms and free improvisation into some of the more traditional structures of classical Indian music. And so I'm a listener of jazz, and when I was actively playing violin, I played in jazz groups, and so I'm sensitive to a lot of the developments of jazz, and I'm interested in the music. And in what I do, I think that someone who is coming at it with a jazz ear will hear a lot that I do that is related to some of the beauty of improvisation in jazz.
And you also used to be part of a group called Vidya, which was South Indian jazz.
Yes, they're still around, yeah. But since I only sing now, I just do my own thing. But
exactly.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, if you want to hear an explicit... See, in my group, the insights that I have from listening to other music come in intuitively in what I do. In Vidya, there's an explicit... I mean, even in terms of the instrumentation of the group, there's an explicit... attempt to play music that intersects the two traditions, and they're successful at it more than any other group that I know, so they deserve to be heard. As a matter of fact, I'm doing a show at the Julia Morgan on April 1st. That's a joint show with a traditional sitar tabla combo, and then the New Directions group, and then Vidya. So that'll be a great opportunity as well.
Well, I will mention, when you think about people playing live on KPFA, we've had everybody here from Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, who performed with Katai as a host. And then we also had one morning, 5 a.m., I was subbing, I think, for Eddie Pei. And Prasant Radhakrishnan came in and played his saxophone at 5 a.m.
You needed live musicians at 5 a.m. Call the South Indians.
Oh, yeah. It was so great. It was so awesome. And performed here live. So this is the kind of stuff you're not going to find on commercial radio, and that's why we want you guys to support us. Even if you have $5, if you're on hard times, we'll take that. 848-5732. If you're a high flyer, we'll take $5,000. I'm just going to run through the list real quickly of all the tickets we have between now and 7 p.m. only. Susana Baca, the great Afro-Peruvian singer, will be at Yoshi's in Oakland Wednesday, the 14th of April, 10 p.m. show, and that's for $60. The Soweto Gospel Choir at the Paramount Theater, $50 for a pair of tickets to that. Four pairs of tickets Saturday, March 27th. Babatunde Lay Quintet at Yoshi's in San Francisco, Thursday night, the 18th of March, 8 p.m., $50 for a pair of tickets to see the great percussionist. Los Boleros Cuban Dance Party, and that's only $30 for a pair of tickets. Saturday, March 20th at Ashkenaz. The show we've been talking about here is the Indian Classical Music Program at the Freight and Salvage, Saturday night only, the 6th of March, 8 o'clock. The Whalen Jennies at Freight and Salvage, Canadian Folk Trio. Two pairs of tickets for Tuesday night, the 2nd of March, 8 o'clock show. $60 gets you there. So as you can see, the way these tickets are priced, it's pretty much cost. So pay the money to KPFA instead of giving it to the venue, and you support KPFA and the music. So I want to get to something. Gautam just tuned me on to this great artist, G.N. Balasubramaniam, and I want to play a piece for him now, which is a North Indian classical singer who I think is really awesome named Kaushiki, and she's young. She's around your age, a little bit older, I think, maybe 30, and this is her piece, so I want you to check this out. Kaushiki on KPFA.
Yaad karo, dhyan bharo, ma.
Kyle Shaki on KPFA World Music Day. Stephen Kent was on before, and this is Joanna Manqueros in a conversation with Gautam Tejas. So what do you think of Kyle Shaki?
Beautiful tone, great control.
She rocks. Okay, so tell us again about your show, Gautam.
Well, what else do you want to know? It's on March 6th at the Freight and Salvage, 8 p.m. Come, enjoy. You know, one thing that was interesting to me about doing this show is that between the two different sets, it's basically a double bill. And between the two, you get a lot of different aspects of classical Indian music. I'm a vocalist, and Alam is an instrumentalist, and I more or less represent South Indian music, and he more or less represents North Indian classical music, and you know, all Indian music is heavily improvisational and therefore creative, but he's coming from a very explicitly traditional background, and I am as well, but also I intentionally push the envelope, and so there's a lot going on, and a lot of different approaches to classical Indian music represented in the show. So it's kind of a smorgasbord.
Saturday night, March 6th, and Berkeley at Freight and Salvage on Addison Street between Shattuck and Milvia, 510-848-5732 for a $60 pledge. You can get to see the Whale and Jennies, which is going to be it's a sold out show, March 2nd, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. And to see Gautam Tejas and Alam Khan, $50 for a pair of tickets for Saturday night, the 6th of March at 8 o'clock. And I believe that show is going to sell out. We don't know yet, but it probably will. I'd say another thing about this concert is that if you're stressed out, this music is medicinal. I remember interviewing Ali Akbar Khan, and he said to me, music is medicine, and if it makes you feel good, it's medicinal for you. And a lot of people have explained that when they listen to this kind of music, it kind of tunes their body and their mind to a different feeling. So if you're stressed out and you're thinking you don't want to spend the money, this is the concert for you. Right, Gautam?
Yeah.
It's hard for him to self-promote, you guys. But anyways, Gautam Tejas, I want to thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us live.
Yes, yes.
On KPFA. And listeners, don't miss the chance to go see these guys, okay? It's the young generation. They're both 27 years old. Okay, so 510-848-5732 or 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-HEY-KPFA. You could also do things online if you want to do that. You can pledge securely online, kpfa.org. And I'd like to say one more thing about the Sangati Center, which is your performance space, which is that you've had some really exciting and diverse performers there. The artists that I have queued up right now, we were both at that concert, I think it was last summer, Fana Fi Allah.
Yes.
And they are a Sufi group, and they do Qawwali music, kind of in the tradition of Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, but they're mostly Americans. So do you want to just mention why you had them perform in your space and what your thoughts are about
American? Well, you came to the show. You know why I had them perform in this space. It's tremendous fun. And fun may not even be the right word. It's energizing music. And it definitely, you know, the formal name of the Sangati Center is the Sangati Community Center for South Asian Music. And while classical music is at the heart of what we do, Qawwali isn't exactly classical music, but it's wonderful music, and it has a different kind of an energy. So it was great to have them in there. All your listeners are going to hear right now, you know, what's happening with their music. So it's great.
Yeah, Fana Fi Allah, and they reside mostly in Sonoma County, California. And one of the only really interesting Sufi Qawwali groups from the United States, I would say, and they're right here, Bay Area based. So I'm going to play them in just a minute. Before I do, I'm going to review something here about the tickets and your opportunity, listeners. It's about 20 minutes to 5 here on KPFA. We're in a fun drive. And I'm going to just mention the tickets that you guys can get right now for a pledge to KPFA. Susana Baca will be at Yoshi's. She's the Afro-Peruvian singer. And she's going to be there two nights, but we have tickets for Wednesday night, the 15th of April at 10 o'clock. So you're going to file your taxes, call your accountant, and get yourself down to Yoshi's. And by the way, your donation to KPFA is tax deductible, $60 for a pair of tickets. So give us a ring on that, 510-848-5732. Soweto Gospel Choir at the Paramount Theater, Saturday night, March 27th, 8 p.m. A pair of tickets for $50 to KPFA. Babatunde Lay Quintet at Yoshi's in San Francisco, $50. Thursday night, the 18th of March at 8 o'clock. Los Boleros, Cuban dance band, and that's going to be a heck of a party with a Cuban dance lesson as well. And that's going to be Saturday night, March 20th, 9:30 p.m. Dance lesson at 8:30. $30 gets you a ticket for that. A pair of tickets. All of these are pairs, and you guys already know about the Indian Classical Music Concert, March 6th, Saturday night, 8 o'clock at Freight and Salvage. And last of all, the sold-out show, Whale and Jenny's at Freight and Salvage, $60, Tuesday night, the 2nd of March at 8 o'clock. And I have all of those musicians' music with me here in the studio, so you'll be hearing that between now and 7 o'clock. But right now, without further ado...
Wait, Joanne, I just want to interrupt you. I just got a text message from Nilan Chowdhury, which is Swapan Chowdhury's son. Swapan Chowdhury is a wonderful, world-famous tabla player. He teaches at the Ali Akbar College. He was wondering who was playing tabla on that recording with Kaushiki. Do you have that information?
I'm going to have to get that
to him. I actually was also wondering. It's a great tabla.
I know. Tell him it's from the 3-CD set, Kaushiki on Sense Music, S-E-N-S-E, 2007, and it's, again, a 3-CD set, and I think it's just a tremendous tour de force of her performances, and has khayals, bhajans, and all the different stuff. The tabla player eludes me at this moment, but I'm fun driving, so say hi to Nilan.
We'll find out.
Right on, and let's listen to Fana Fi Allah on KPFA.